Yeah, I think the priority for myself, and I think the board has agreed with this, is that we need to protect the village first and foremost. So any agreement that we come up with is going to have to address the fact that, you know, this pollution wasn't caused by us. It sort of came through us. And we need to make sure that the village is protected and that there's no issues going forward against the village. You know, a lot of people talk about, was there enough money, that sort of thing. That's not my concern. My concern is, how do we alleviate this burden on the village residents? How do we make things safe and whole again? And how do we protect the village going forward?
So the village has completely severed ties with the previous firm that was representing it in its settlement negotiations with Saint-Gobain and Honeywell. What are you looking for in a new legal firm to represent the village?
You know, we want someone who has a lot of experience in this field. It's not just experience in litigation, but, you know, access to experts who can really bring a lot of perspective to the situation we have and what we've been going through. We're going to try to find the right balance between the urgency of the situation and taking the time to find the right firm that's going to represent the village going forward.
Have you had any communication with Saint-Gobain or Honeywell since you've become mayor?
Yeah, a couple emails. We had a meeting and just went over some of the things that have been going on. Nothing and specific to the agreement or anything like that. It wasn't a meeting that had lawyers. It's more informational. And I think that we'll be in touch with them again once we have our firm in place.
One thing that the previous mayor had mentioned on one of his final village board meetings was that Hoosick Falls would have to undertake a loan if it did not sign the settlement agreement with the polluters. So has the village started looking at that, taking a loan?
Yes, that process is underway, and we plan on continuing that. Things are still very fluid in that department right now, so if I gave you any details now, they'd probably be changing in a couple days anyway. But that's a direction we're looking into to help supplement our cash flow and to take care of some of the debt that we have right now.
The previous settlement agreement had only covered costs associated with the village's response in regards to overtime pay, maintenance work, that sort of thing, but it also covered legal expenses and public relations expenses. And you being the new mayor, are you planning to re-enter with a public relations firm in the process going forward?
Well, at this point, I have the luxury of having one of my trustees on the board, Brian Bushner. He has a huge background in communications and media, even on radio. So I have a luxury that the previous mayor did not. I have someone who I can go to and has a lot of experience in this. That being said, well, that's one of those things that when we have our firm in place and we're going to really sit back and look at our strategy, maybe that will come up. But at this point right now, I'm very content to rely on the skills that I have in my board.
Currently, Saint-Gobain has paid for the filtration system that is in place at the municipal water plant, and the state has worked to install POET systems, point of entry treatment systems, in homes with and businesses with private wells. But is the village doing anything working with the state to help locate a new water source or study the geology of the region?
Right. At this time right now, the state DEC and state DOH have been involved with the USGS as well as Saint-Gobain and Honeywell, and they are in the process of doing a lot of different tests to find a new water source. Now, it's my understanding with the process that they will be working together. They will submit a report to DEC. DEC will look it over, possibly request changes, possibly not. It sort of depends. Once that comes, then that report will be released to the public, and there will be a long period. I think it's 30 or 60 days. I'm not exactly certain where the public can comment. There will be a public meeting where we can go over the details of what that report was, and then the decision can be made from there.
And what are some other immediate next steps that you'd like to see accomplished as the village moves forward here?
Well, in terms of the water situation, the firm finding a firm obviously is the priority number one. And our village attorney, John Patterson, is set to retire, so we have him for another, I think, 1 to 5 months from this time to give us a chance to find a new village attorney. So we really have to just sort of make sure that we have all the pieces in place as a village unit. We have a lot of great things going on. We have a lot of great programs in the village. Our employees are amazing. The office staff I get to work with, when I see them just about every day, are fantastic and experienced and informed. They know what's going on. So it's really just a matter of making sure we have all of our things set in place going forward as we move into the next phase. You know, we're past the point where we're worrying about the water because we have the permanent filters. They're online. They're tested regularly. They're producing non-detect. So that immediate crisis is over. Now we're sort of on the longer journey of what happens next. How does the alternative water supply factor into this? And these are all sort of months and maybe even a couple of years until this totally gets resolved. And I think it's just most important for us to have all of our details in place as we start this long journey going forward.